Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audio Boom. With the Audio Boom mobile app, you can record, edit, and file audio reports on location so they can be instantly heard by your fans and your followers on social media. If you're more of a listener than a producer, you can get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC, NPR, and Universal Music, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. As we noted last week, the sparkly new service from YouTube called Music Key launched in a partial and preliminary way. There are two parts to it, a free part and a subscription level. The free section appeared on everyone's YouTube account last week. Well, now the subscription piece has lifted off. It's available to a limited group of users for now. We're in there and have tested the features which distinguish paid Music Key from free Music Key. You can download tracks and playlists for offline listening, and there is not an advertisement to be seen or heard. Background listening is still a problem. That's when the music continues playing if you shift to another app on a mobile device. And that works with downloaded music in Music Key, but not when the app is streaming. We hope that gets fixed. All in all, though, the service is very interesting, and having the incomparable YouTube music catalog available for downloading without ads, well, that's compelling. There's already controversy with Music Key. Irving Azoff represents a small group of songwriters and publishers and controls the usage rights for about 200,000 songs. Azoff's rights organization doesn't like YouTube's licensing terms and has demanded that the music be removed from Music Key. YouTube had failed to comply when we last checked on this story, and Azoff has threatened to sue. Moving on to another service owned by a giant media company, Beats Music will get bolted into Apple's iOS platform early next year. That's the report, sourced by the Financial Times. It's unconfirmed by Apple, but most people expected this to happen. Apple has an enormous user base and about 200 million people whose credit cards are stored in iTunes. So, making Beats Music a default app in iPhones and iPads, well, that's a no-brainer. It doesn't guarantee success, though. Remember, iTunes Radio launched over a year ago as an integrated part of iPhone and iPad software. At that time, many observers called it a Pandora killer, but it turned into nothing of the sort. Beats Music is way behind Spotify, Deezer, and Rhapsody, to name a few competitors in the crowded music subscription field. Added to that, most consumers really don't want to pay for a music service at all, preferring ad-supported internet radio. So, no matter how it's presented, Beats Music probably has an uphill climb. Here's another partnership, and this one is more unusual. Uber and Spotify have invented the connected taxi, and here's how it works. Uber is the online taxi ordering service that many people are using in cities all over the world. Now, as of today, in fact, in 10 selected cities, when Spotify Premium members order a ride, they can activate a Spotify playlist in the approaching car. So when they get in the car, their music is playing on the car stereo. At the heart of this deal, it's about access versus ownership. We know all about that in music, and it's becoming a trend in transportation, too, as young people turn more to Uber and Zipcars for getting around, avoiding car ownership entirely. With the Uber Spotify deal, you can listen to cloud-accessed music in your cloud-accessed car. Have any doubt about streaming music being a mobile activity, moving away from computers to phones? Well, a measurement company Comscore released a report of the top 10 mobile properties based on time spent in the apps. That's different from download numbers or the number of times that an app is opened. And at the top of that list, Pandora. Users of the Pandora radio app listened for an average of 1,271 minutes during the reporting period. That beat Facebook by a solid margin and absolutely walloped Netflix. National Public Radio released a study by its chief digital analyst, Steve Mulder, and it was a good news, bad news kind of thing. In the third quarter, the NPR audience spent more time listening to streams, that's the good news, but the audience itself shrank compared to the same period a year ago. Mulder speculates that people might be listening to on-demand shows. In other words, time-shifting their consumption of This American Life and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me instead of catching the programs in the broadcast schedule. And finally, a note about TuneIn. TuneIn has built a powerful differentiation in sports streaming this year and recently announced another score. The streaming platform has partnered with IMG and Learfield Sports to carry broadcasts of 85 men's college basketball teams, including top-ranked programs like Kentucky, Arizona, Wisconsin, Duke, Kansas, Florida, and many others. So, if you don't live in your college town anymore but still bleed team colors, TuneIn has got you covered. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to the Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.